Today we're here at the opening of the Stellenbosch Triennale. Now, Triennale, of course, is an art exhibition or festival that happens every 3 years. So it's amazing to be here. Kanye Seele is our curator, and she's done a phenomenal, phenomenal job. Stellenbosch is an interesting place because, of course, in terms of history, it's got a lot of history woven into its soil. Of course, everyone knows it as the capital of wine. But bringing art here and giving it center stage has been absolutely ingenious. And the way that Kanye Seele has done it with such sensitivity, sensibility, and I would say a regality about it. She's absolutely phenomenal at what she does and making art more accessible. In the background, we can hear all of the sounds. Boosie, of course, singing beautiful renditions. She's done Simpi Radana's music, amazing, amazing music. But it's paying homage to art and art that's been created here, the theme being Bazinzile, to take breath, to consciously breathe, to take a moment. That to me is something that is important and resonates with so many people who have visited today. We went through the ceremony where we were actually led in the path of awakening and greeting our ancestors. And I think we were led through a ceremony that will stay with us for a very long time. I was very privileged to also have a walkthrough. I looked at Manyaku's beautiful kraal, which was constructed. All of the materials, all of the building of the installations were done here on site. So Kanye Seele also really brought an interesting touch to that because the artists were challenged. They were forced to breathe in this space and create artworks which I think resonate with the audience. And when I say audience, again, Stellenbosch being its diverse city that it is, or little city that it is, I think it's going to be quite something to visit. Impiwe also showed me the beautiful installation there, sort of this leaning corrugated steel structure, super interesting. Again, things that you usually see out in the townships or out in different areas, but to see it reinterpreted in a landscape that is not usually able to interact with it in this way, I think that's been quite thought-provoking. So do come to the Stellenbosch Triennale. Kanye Seele Mbongwa answered the call to be the curator here at the second edition only of the Stellenbosch Triennale. Now, I think there are only about 600 cities across the world where either there's a Biennale, like Venice, or Triennale, which of course here in Stellenbosch is what they're calling it. And Kanye Seele decided to focus on breath, breathlessness. She's calling us to a rehearsal for breathing, to consciously think about occupying our lungs with air. And I was very lucky, in between all of her breathlessness running amongst all the people wanting to chat to her about this absolutely amazing feat she's accomplished, I was really, really lucky to have some time to chat to her. Kanye Seele, what does it feel like being here at the opening of the Stellenbosch Triennale? And I want to say this also. Thank you for accepting the call to action here, because it means so much to see your voice in this.
Thank you. Grounded, you know, just like the theme, Bazinzile, a rehearsal for breathing, I feel grounded in the labor of my purpose, you know, or in the purpose of my labor. I feel grounded in accepting the call to do the work I do. Curating for me is really about care and cure, like really instigating spaces for a curing to happen and holding what you can. Our capacity for care, you know, is very limited. But I think when we surrender to the call, our ancestors will bring the right people to hold. I had an amazing production team, that stretched themselves so much to hold a vision of this strange girl from a township in, you know, in Cape Town. And they gave so abundantly and so generously. And so there was no other way for me to open the Triennale without this kind of like abundance. You know, I had to exist in the abundance. I had to be in the generosity because, you know, I've been experiencing like deep, deep, deep time generosity. And also being in a place like this, you know, that holds like deep raptures and deep terrors and deep violence, some recognized, some unrecognized, to have a team that, you know, and I'll go back to the production team and I'll go back to the marketing team that was like, we want your vision to breathe. Yeah.
I felt the breath. I mean, I was in Manyaku's installation.
Right.
I felt it. Your artist selection, your calling them to action to create here on site. Tell me a bit about the thinking behind that.
Yeah, that's a challenging one, you know. An artist I met some time ago from Boston, like, said this thing that made me pivot in how I exist in my practice. And she said, define the problem big enough to implicate yourself, you know. And so if I'm saying as a curator, like, the tremors of the world are replicated in the tremors in my body, right? If I'm saying or holding what Dokwase Tyson says, it's like when I close my eyes, all I see is rubble. You know, I cannot not be implicated in Congo. You know, the kids who do, you know, in the cobalt. I have all this technology. I cannot not be implicated in the miners in Stilfontein, in Marikana, because I like jewelry, I you know. But what do I do? You know, I cannot not be implicated in the environmental crisis we're facing, even though I only started like in 2008 to travel. But I also do these like mega exhibitions when I'm inviting artists and I'm like moving work from one continent to the next. And like, I can't ignore my carbon footprint, you know. And as a, you know, most of our grandmothers teach us, you know, like, so really existing in that and like, you know, difficult to implicate yourself, difficult to define the problem so large that you're like, I see myself in it. Especially when you are coming from a lineage of people who have been oppressed, you know, in various ways, but also a lineage of people who gave to you abundantly, who left you with like indigenous coding, grandmother's technology. And so one has to, I think, for me, figure out how to hold the tremors, the fracture lines, the raptures, the terror, hold it with tenderness, with softness.
Thank you. That you've done that so beautifully. And the way the artists whom you've worked with, I can see they feel the essence of your vision. So thank you for this.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
The opening was a very mindful call to inaction, I would almost say, because we were all invited to be part of a ceremony that was led by Ernestine Dean, and she is one of the indigenous people of this area, and I would say a sister of the soil. And she really implored us all to just take a moment and to invite our ancestors and to come with all of those who have come before us, and to welcome the Triennale as we were being welcomed with gentleness, and to just open up our minds and take the breath. Ernestine, thank you for setting the scene so beautifully today. And so there was such power and strength. And I felt that you invited us all to just take time to heal and to be present. We live in this world where everything is consumed by busyness, mm-hmm. but you called us to action and to inaction at the same time. Mm-hmm. The theme of the Triennale is the rehearsal for breath. And I think it's a beautiful theme by Kanyisile. For you, how does it resonate with you as a person?
Sure. It's a big question, and it's a big theme, right? Breath is something that actually comes so naturally to us as humans. It doesn't ask much. The body is so devoted to us. We're born, you take a breath, you might cry, but that breath is there until you take your last. And it's often something that we don't think of. And I think that as people who've come through so much, like we're down lineage from colonialism, from slavery, from apartheid, in a way that these structures and systems are actually still very much in place. For myself, as someone who grew up in those times, well, of apartheid, often you were holding your breath. I realized that I was often holding my breath, you know, because you're growing up in a time of political unrest, tires burning in the streets, toitoing. You know, when I was at high school, it was a vibrant, radically powerful time of youth movement and activism. And then as a singer, though, breath is, the sound is on top of the breath, right? It's all about breath. My body's an instrument as a singer. So these moments of ceremony is the reminder to breathe. Like, breathe intentionally. Like, be aware, I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out, I'm still alive, I'm okay, I'm good. And because it's ceremony, there are many bodies gathered. There are many of us together. We're breathing collectively. And then we go into deeper layers, the layers that are always there. It's like the earth is breathing, water is moving, and there are stories that are alive in a place like Stellenbosch. Often, well, not often, a lot of them in the last few hundred years, the story is a painful story for myself as a brown indigenous body, right? For our people, it's a space of dispossession, slavery, winebins, vineyards built on the back of blood and tears and erasure and silence. So as indigenous people, we don't see an event just as the event, right? The opening, the exhibition, the note. Everything is done in a way that we take in the spirit and breath of everything, of spirit, of the ancestors that we come with. We don't come alone, we come with all of them. They want the stories to be remembered. Ceremony in contemporary times allows us to return to land in gentle ways, to remember ourselves to this land, to remember to breathe. It is an honoring of the stories that was there, because there has to be historic truth.
Mm.
We don't sugarcoat with ceremony. That is not ceremony then. We need to acknowledge grief, and the land has grief also, for she has missed our brown bodies being here in the right way as the first ones who tend to the land. And so it's good to be here and to also be breathing under the canopy of trees. And we very much like these trees. It's indigenous and circled alien all together. Who's alien? We have this shared humanity and healing. We're mixed now and indigenous. How do we find our, how do we take a breath with that? You know, we can't just jump through this post-apartheid euphoria. It's like, how do we land and pause for breath and seeing oak is here, pine is here, yellowwood is also here, puchu is also here, villa else is also here, unklonyan, koihut and pepo. Finding a medium somehow harmoniously. So I appreciate this kind of curation that tells the whole story, not just what's pretty, right? And art, we as artists are the ones who are those soft, sensitive spots. We carry so much story. The stories must be told. We must paint it. We must dance it. We must sing it. We must write it.
Thank you. I absolutely, I think the way you landed the message, and as you said, it wasn't a performance. It's not a, the ceremony, the gravitas that you brought to the moment, I really appreciated that. You invited us to be present. You invited us to breathe and to acknowledge our ancestors. It's something we don't think about or don't speak about enough, but we are here because of many others who have fought so hard for us to be here. So thank you for making us all feel welcome here today.
So the Stellenbosch Triennale runs from now until the end of April 2025. So if you are in Cape Town or in the area, it's a quick 45-minute drive from the CBD. But do come to Stellenbosch and see the amazing work by Kanyisile Mbongwa and her team.